We continue on with our Royal Valley locker room chats. The basketball season is upon us, and the Panthers boys coach and Chris Brown is joining us. It is brought to you by Houlton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice, as they get set for the season opener on Friday at Jackson Heights. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But, Coach, let's just get a quick thought on last year, 10-11. You had to replace all five starters from 2 years ago. It was kind of a pretty big turnover for you, but certainly battled. The Big Seven was, once again, a sensational league, tough every single night. But how would you assess 22-23 and how your team performed last year?
I thought we, like, battled's a great word. You know, we were never pretty. We were never flashy, but just had some tough guys that found ways to win, and I thought kind of set the standard for defensively what it needs to look like, you know, to play and compete if you're having trouble scoring. You know, unfortunately, you know, my only disappointment is we finished the season certainly not playing our best ball, and you never want that. But definitely looking back on it, you know, we're able to get the 10 wins, which is always a big deal. And then on top of that, you know, really competed our tails off against some really, really good teams, and we're there down the wire against some good teams at different points of the season. So proud of that group, and unfortunately most of them left us, so now we're kind of starting over again this year as far as experience-wise. But the ones that were around definitely got to learn, you know, what it meant to compete and what it meant to win ugly, and that's not a bad term around here. We like doing that because it means you're out there playing defense and doing what you need to do.
Well, let's talk about one of those returners, and that's senior Aiden McKenzie, a guard in the backcourt, 4.5 points per game last year, but he set a single-season three-point percentage record. So obviously a very capable shooter and a lot of experience. You know, he's the quarterback for the football team. He's a first-team All-League player multiple years as a defensive back, so just a tremendous athlete all the way around. I think it kind of starts with him in the backcourt. What have you seen from Aiden and kind of making that transition from the football season to the basketball season?
Yeah, I mean, great shooter, and, you know, we had our jamboree last night, and he made, you know, multiple threes last night. That's definitely his game. We'll need him to expand a little bit. You know, we had a few kind of ball-dominant guys last year that were able to, you know, maybe draw the defense in, and they would kick it out to him, and he would shoot a lot of standstill threes, and he's going to have to expand his game to being able to come off screens and attack off the bounce. But he's an experienced kid. He's been in the program, you know, all 4 years, and really I think is going to have a great chance to shine. And he's unarguably our best defender, you know, and a lot of the stuff he does defensively doesn't show up on a stat sheet, but he's always in the right position and really helps us on that side of the ball. But I think he'll expand his game a little bit and turn into hopefully a little bit more than just a three-point shooter, and he certainly is that.
What have you liked about Jackson Stevens, you know, him coming back as well, kind of that starting point guard position, but Jackson obviously will be a big key piece for you as well.
Yeah, Jackson actually, you know, arguably might even be a bigger key than Aiden, even though Aiden has a little more experience because he's our primary ball handler, and he's got some, you know, he plays football and basketball so similarly. He's got some wiggle and some shake to him with the ball in his hands, just like he did in football, you know, 1,000-yard rusher for him. So athletically he's fine. He's a little raw. He hasn't played a ton of varsity, you know, games, doesn't have a lot of experience, but nobody's going to out-athlete him, you know. Nobody's going to out-compete him. He's got those things down. So if he can just get a little better at finishing and a little better decision-making, you know, those things will come with the game experience. But we love having the ball in his hands, and he's gonna have a big role for us for sure.
And a tough test here on Friday in the season opener. You take on a Jackson Heights team on the road. They, you know, have a lot of pieces back. They played some young kids last year, and they're certainly looking to take another step in the right direction in the NEKL. But what's kind of the early scouting report on Jackson Heights and the ultimate expectation for this first game on Friday?
Yeah, definitely familiar with them. You know, saw them over the summer, and still know some people there from my time at Heights. And I think there's a decent chance we play the best guard play we'll see all year, and that includes the Big Seven schedule, you know, this Friday. I think their guards are just absolutely elite, you know, specifically for their league and their level. So I think they're going to have a great year. And, you know, our goal being there is go with them and find a way to guard them and keep them out of transition, because they're really, really good. They're athletic, and, you know, they've got some Wetmore kids that are there now that really help out, and some move in. So they are a solid team that we would be absolutely thrilled to go up there and get a win, but we're fully expecting them to just be really good. And like I said, specifically at the guards, I'm not sure that there's much better guards up in this area as a group collectively. They can shoot it. They're athletic. They can play off the bounce. They can do a lot of really, really good things.
Roe Valley Boys basketball coach Chris Brown joining us each and every week. Brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. It'll be the Panthers and the Cobras. Of course, broadcast Friday. You can watch on the Cobra channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. If you can't catch it there, it'll be broadcast live on KNZA 103.9 FM as well as we get going here for the 23-24 basketball campaign. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.